Okay, let's start our discussion. Yuma Daf Lamites. Yuma Lamites. So today we start the parak of Taraf Bakalfi, the fourth parak here in Maseches Yuma. And the Gemara talks about related issues of the Kohen Gadol sticking his hand in and pulling out one of the Goralos, one Lashem, one Lazazel. And we have the discussion of Shimon HaTzadik today. Show the things that happened during the life of Shimon HaTzadik, the miracles, and the changes that took place after Shimon HaTzadik died. Then we have the last year of Shimon HaTzadik here on Lama Tesma Beis. And what we're going to focus on is one detail that Tosas brings up here on Lama Tesma Beis. And that is, the Gemara mentions that the Kohen Gadol says the Shem of Hashem 10 times on Yom Kippur. Right? It goes through each time. And his voice can be heard in Yericho. His voice can be heard very far away. Hashem nishma kol abiyericho. And then related to that, the Gemara quotes amazing things that occurred from the Beis HaMikdash in terms of sound, in terms of smell. And let's pick up on one of those. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Bar Chana, Yerushalayim Yericho Asara Parso. So it was a very far distance from Yerushalayim to Yericho. V'tzir d'lasos ha'heichal nishma b'shmona t'chumei HaShabbos. And the doors, when the doors of the Heichal open, you could hear it from very far away. The goats of Yericho used to sneeze from the aroma of the ktores, of the special spices. We're not going to get into Yericho Dafka, why that Yericho right now. It's a beautiful rivet in Maseches Tamid that talks about how Yericho was the truma of Eretz Yisrael. It was the first place that we conquered when we came in, and there's a special status to Yericho, but that's not the focus right now. But then the next line, Nashim Shebi Yericho, Einon Sricho Lizbasim Yerech Torahs. The women of Yericho did not have to put on perfume, because it was just the reich of the Ketores was so overwhelming that, you know, that just smelled great just because of that. Kala Shebi Yerushalayim. And the kalas of Yerushalayim ain't tzricha liskashet meirech haketores. And the kalas of Yerushalayim didn't have to put on jewelry and beautify themselves meirech haketores. It was just an unbelievable smell that these women in Yerushalayim in Yericho did not have to put on perfume because of the ketores. Ask Tosfos, but how was anybody allowed to smell the perfume if it was from the ketores? Ask Tosfos, kalas of Yerushalayim tema. The Amar Perakal Shah, it says in Psachim and elsewhere, Kol Umar V'Reach Ein Ba Misham Ila, Kol Mara and Reach. Right, the sound. Let's say I love music, so I'm going to listen to the Levium singing and play music, and I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash to listen because I love it. Or Mara, or I'm an architecture expert, and I'm going to go view the Beis HaMikdash purely from an aesthetic, architectural viewpoint. And I'm going to go look at it and try to get pleasure from it, or reich, or smell. All of those are not tangible. So says the Gemara there, the full-blown Isser of Me'ila, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, does not apply. I don't violate in that. I don't have to bring a carbon. But the Gemara is Vedayik. Vedayik Me'iluhu Deleka HaYisur Ika. You're not allowed to do that. Meaning you're not going to bring a carbon for it, but you're not allowed to do that. So my love lo son omdin bifnim de lo efshar v'kam achavein v'abay lo son omdin b'chutz machlokas there about what that's referring to for the people within the Beis HaMikdash or even people from outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's still an avera. So according to Abaya, there's an avera, there's an iser to even get non-tangible benefit from items in the Beis HaMikdash. Say as Tosfos im came la Abaya haya osin iser b'chal yom. So Abaye, if somebody goes and smells the perfume on their wife, and who doesn't need perfume because it's from the Ketores, isn't that usher? So how could the Gemara say that? This is what happened. This is what people did, right? It's hard to say that everybody was living in sin, and it sounds like this was a positive that they had this perfume. Just parenthetically, remember there was a tzlach in the sixth parak of Brachas that mentions, the Gemara there quotes a separate pasuk for a bracha on reach. Beginning of the sixth parak, the Gemara quotes that there's a source for making Birchas Ananin, based on the Svara, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, Baruch Zalim Nei Adam, Kan Lefnei Bracha, Kan La'achar Bracha. Before we make the Bracha, the pleasure belongs to God. After we make the Bracha, the pleasure belongs to us. But for some reason, the Gemara quotes a separate Pasuk to allow us to make a Bracha for smell. Later on in the Perek, around Mem Gimel or so. So the Tzlach wonders why we need a separate pasuk. So the Tzlach says, well, we might have thought you don't need a bracha because kol marev areach ein bo mishum me'ila. There's no me'ila when it comes, full me'ila when it comes to reach. So maybe you don't need a bracha, kamash malan. Okay, he brings that in there, Masechas Brachas. Okay, but either way, back to our discussion. Say, Tosfos, how is it that the kalos and the women could walk around? Is it usur to smell the perfume on them? The Yesh Lomar, Eino usur Ela Shelo Yikrivu Atzman La'azara, Kedei La'riach Yoser. If they're just walking around Yerushalayim and they happen to smell it, they didn't like go to the close to the Beis HaMikdash in order to enjoy the smell. It's not a problem. If they went to enjoy it, so then that's an issue. But if they happen to be walking and they just smell it, so then it is not an Isser. And that is also similar to what the Ritva says right here. The Ritva asks the same question. Remember the sugya in the second parak in Pesachim. If you get hana'a, but there's no way out of it, and you didn't have kavana for it, you just happened. You know, let's say somebody's walking by a non-kosher bakery on Pesach, and they happen to smell the bread. There's an isra hana'a for chametz. But I had to go down that road. I wasn't focusing on it, and I didn't stop there and go, I didn't like inhale outside the bakery. So it's okay. It's lo efshar v'lo kamachavin. So says the Ritva, that's what's going on here. The women, it's smelling. It's not saying that you should go close and start and try to smell as best as you can, but it is somebody that is low F sharp. So this is the background to Tosfos. So what we're going to talk about is Shar Kravos La'arayas. Right? Kravos La'arayas not having to do with touching. We had, I think months ago, to check the notes, alum this year on the Isser of Negia of an Erva. Right, Derech Taiva, Shaloba Derech Taiva, Machlokas, Ramam, the Ramban, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, and related issues. So we're going to talk today about other Kravos, La'arayos. Other Kravos, including smelling, on from one of the Arayos. Because if you look at the Sefer Gana Melech, he quotes from one of the Achronim a couple hundred years ago, it sounds like Tosfos is discussing the Isra Me'ila, and figuring out whether it's Daraisa, Darabana, whether it's a full Isra or not, but it doesn't sound like Tosfos is bothered by an Isra Daraisa of what happens if somebody goes and wants to smell the beautiful perfume of somebody who is not his wife, right? Somebody who is an erva to him. Tosfos doesn't seem to even have that on the radar. Right? So is that not usur daraisa? Going over and smelling the perfume of another woman, right? Is that not usur daraisa? That can't be. So the Gana Melech says, it sounds like, quotes from Achrodim, that it sounds like it's not an usur daraisa, but that can't be, because there are many sources that seem to point in the other direction. Right? He says, you get the impression that it's a serious Isser from Brachas, Chav Dalid. Even though the Gemara there does not quote Psukim from the Torah, but it sounds like he says that there's a serious Isser. What's it talking about there? Right? Those are the four things. Tefach b'isha erva, shok b'isha erva, kol b'isha erva, seir b'isha erva. Right? The four parts of a woman that are considered erva. Says the Gemara there, Brachas, Chav Dalid, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tefach b'isha erva. A tefach of an isha is called an erva. Lamai, what is that referring to? Ilema le'istakuleba. Is that referring to looking? So that's what we're talking about. Looking, smelling, right? All the other non-touching kravos la'arayos. See, if we're talking about looking, what? It's only a tefach? Tefach b'isha. For Amar Rav Sheshes, lama mana hakasav tachshishin, tachshitin, shebachutzim, tachshitin, shebifnim. Why does the Torah list off jewelry that's worn on the areas of a woman that is open, and also on the area of a woman that are private? Lomar, kol mistakel be'etzpa ktana shalisha, kilu mistakel b'makam ha'torif. If somebody looks at the pinky of a woman, for hana purposes, that's inappropriate. It's like looking at a covered part. So tefach b'isha can't mean that it's mutter to look at a woman's less than a tefach. No, ela b'isha l'kriyishma. So it's a detail for your own wife to say kriyishma in front of an open part. So that's tefach. Okay, shok b'isha erva. Shedemar gali shok avrina haros v'chulu armer Shmuel kol b'isha erva. I think we had a shir about that based on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Kikole charev v'marech naveh. Amar Rav Sheshes seir b'isha erva. Married woman covering her hair. But says Rashi, all of this is really based on a svara, right? These psukim from Shir Hashirim, they're not the source. What's the source? Rashi quotes, midabishabeach lakra begava. The fact that the pasuk praises and says something is beautiful, says the voice of a woman is beautiful, says the body of a woman is beautiful, shma mina taivahi. Shma mina, that's taiva. Shma mina, that is a desirous area of life that we should stay away from. So it's not that, so Pasha says the Sefer Gana Melech, Pasha says it is a daraisa, based on svara. It's not based on, oh, but maybe not just based on Svara, but it's not just a Durabanan. So even though Tosfos doesn't relate to it, maybe Tosfos is just interested in the hektish part of this. But we can't bring a raya from Tosfos that it wasn't on the radar that these other Isurim in general. So is it Issa d'Oraisa or is it Durabanan? These other Krevos. So if you look in the Beis Shmuel assumes that it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. Why the Beis Shmuel in Hilchos Ishus, right, in Eben Ezer, Simen Chav Aleph, where that's the Simen about Kreva La'arayos. Sarech Ha'adam Le'esrachik Mehanoshim Ma'od Ma'od. A man and a woman who are not related to each other, and they're arayos to each other, have to stay far away. Ma'od Ma'od. A double lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? The tour. Right, the tour. If you look in the Beis Shmuel, I think he quotes it here, yeah. The Beis Shmuel here says, Ma'od Ma'od, Lefishanat, why, what's the emphasis? Lefishanafsha shal adam mechamdasan. Because a person, right, the strongest Yetzihara a man has is in this area of Arayos. Lefishanafsha adam mechamdasan. Lachain kasav Ma'od Ma'od. That's why he says, Ma'od Ma'od. And then the Beis Shmuel says, this without having checked his computer program, you know, for the Google search for where the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch uses Lashon, he knows. The Shulchan Aruch in a few places says Ma'od Ma'od. Not too many places. V'chein kasav b'yaradeya gabe ribis. Ribis, taking interest. V'choshe mishpat gabe shochad. Bribery. Bribery, all of these. Money. Money and women are things that man has a tremendous desire for, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch has to give extra precautions. Ma'od Ma'od. Avagav dar mechazal mi'utan ba'arayos mikomakim imrogo b'chaytze kashal lifrach yoter b'shar averis. That's what the Beis Shmuel says here. If you look in Choshe Mishpat, the Sma also makes this comment, but he has in one or two that the Shulchan Aruch that the Beis Shmuel didn't pick up on in Eben Ezer. The Sma here in Simen Tes, that's the Simen about Shochad. Ma'od Ma'od Sarachad Dayan Liizar Shalikach Shochad. Bribery. So there the Sma says, Keno Lashon Atur Uve Prisha Kasafti. The Sma is the author of the Prisha and the Drisha, the same author. So he says, if you look in the Prisha, which is his commentary on the Tur, Kasafti the Mishim the Chemdas U'Mishichas Ha'adam Achar Mamon. He's here Ba'azhara kfula, because of Ma'od Ma'od. Me'aytai ma'gam b'tur b'yaradeya b'dim in ribis, because of Ma'od 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 V'gam, and then he adds in, another one. Shin lamed vavin yaradeya, regarding refuah. Refuah, a doctor has to be Ma'od Ma'od careful when he's involved in taking care, right? A doctor is involved more than any other. You know, it's very challenging. Sometimes, you know, my wife, who's a physician, you know, talks, and, you know, it's a big responsibility. You know, you can help people and save their life, but Rachman al-Itzlan, you know, your doctor doesn't want to miss anything. You know, the life and death of a person is in their hands. Obviously, the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Shulchan Aruch says that, the Torah says, regarding refuah, Yizar ma'od ma'od, kemo sheroi lizar b'dina nefashis, mebnei chomer bikuach nefesh, v'chein hizir b'isir erva. So the spot puts them all together. Yep, Shochad, and Ribis, and Arayas, and refuah. The av l'kulam, and he says, what's the av l'kulam? Where does the ma'od ma'od come from? And the attitude that we have to have, it comes from Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Levitas, Shezira b'chachmi ha-mishnah, ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. Mibnei sheteva adam limshoch achar ageyos. So if we have the havishval ruach, the humble attitude, so then that would help us in all these areas. I have to recognize who I am, in terms of arayos and ribis and refuah and shocha. But again, getting back to our discussion here, so the Beis Shmuel says, first the Shulchan Aruch, also likros b'yadov over raglav, a person is not allowed to hint and make inappropriate gestures between a man and a woman, with their hands, with their feet, v'lermos be'enav, with their eyes, la'achaz me'arayas, v'asel l'schokima, l'hakel rosh kenegda, any type of inappropriate levity, o l'habit b'yafya, or inappropriate gazing, v'yafilu l'hariach b'besamim she'aleha, asur. Right, this is what we were just talking about. If I'm going to go over to a woman because, you know, I like her perfume, I'm going to go there, that's asur. Any type of behavior. So the question is, what level of Isser is this? Is Asser. So Lamaisa doesn't really matter to us, Lamaisa. But in terms of conceptual analysis, is this Daraisa, is this Darabanan? And the Shulchan Aruch says in a few halachas later, the Isser of Histaklus. But the Beis Shmuel says, oh, maybe it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Asser Daraisa. Where is he quoting from? He's quoting from Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva says that it is Asur Shar Gimel, O Samach Dalin. Vigam Rabim Nokshim Benil Kadim. Many fall into the trap. Bechalalam Achushim Anichmadim. Chush HaReus, V'chus HaShema. V'nemra Achush HaReus. We haven't quoted this yet, but it seems Pashut. V'lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem V'achrei Neichem. That's an Isidar Aysa. We'll get to Be'ed HaShem Subin in a minute. Hus harnu bazeh, shelo yistakel adam be'eshes ishu b'shar arayos, pen yivakesh bohen. Rabbi Yonah seems to say beferish, included in Achrei Aneichem is an Isidar Aysa of inappropriate istakles. So again, the Isser of Negia, that's a separate Isser, lo sikru legalos erva, we've spoken about it in the past. But now we're talking about other kravos, right? Smelling and looking. Rabbi Yonah seems to say it's a daraisa. If you look in, he says, but the Rambam, he thinks it's the Rabbanan. Why does the Rambam think it's the Rabbanan? Because if you look in Isurei Bia, in Parachaf Aleph, that's what the Rambam says. The first halacha of the Rambam there is about Negia. Kalabala erva. Minar Raya Zerach Evarim, Osha Chibek Venishek, or he hugged and kissed, Derach Taiva Venegev, Nenegev Basar, Hariz Eloke Minatara. That's an Issa Daraisa. But then the Rambam says in Alacha Beis, Viha Ose, Dover Mechukos Elu, Hari Yachosher Al Arayas. Viyasa Adam Likras Biyadav, now the Shulchan Aruch quoted this Lashon, about winking and inappropriate behavior, and Kalas Rosh, and even spelling the Besamim. And then the Rambam says, Umechin Hamiskavein, I'm sorry, Umakin Hamiskavein Ladover Zemachas Mardus. If anybody violates these Isurim, rabbinic lashes, makas mardus. V'amistakel, and he continues about the Isurim. So says the Beis Shmuel, oh, makas mardus. Makas mardus is usually a sure sign of an Issur Rabbanan. So therefore, the Beis Shmuel assumes that it's machlokas rishonim. According to many others, though, where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he assumes no. He says, it's an Issur daraisa, even according to the Rambam. He says, why is makas mardus? Because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa often. Looking is Ein B'maisa. Smelling is Ein B'maisa. But it's an Issa Daraisa, said the Rambam. Ramosha has a tshuva. Ramosha, this is an Evena Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simin Samach. This is the boyfriend-girlfriend tshuva. Says Ramosha, there in 1975, Tafshin Laman Hei, he doesn't say, you know, there are certain tshuvas in Ramosha that the name that he addresses the letter to is not said. So you know it's going to be a tshuva that maybe it's not the greatest. We know the question. So a couple of tshuvas here and there. He does not have the name, obviously, to prevent embarrassment. So he has a tshuva here where he wrote to Bima'on HaKayitz, Samach Lu, New York. In the area, maybe in the country, where he wrote, and who does he address it to? Malas Kvod Yedidi HaTzi'irim, the young folk, he writes it to. And he Yamim, a young boy, Ashalo Shayach Adayin L'Nyani Shiduchim. He's not in the Parsha yet, as we say. V'gam eino choshev klal b'dvar nisuin. He's not getting married. Hesito libo lavo b'kishrei reut im na'arat si'ira asher gam kein lo sheyeches adayin. They're both. They're young. They're not in the parsha yet. V'gam eino choshev as klal b'dvar nisuin. Ba'amro, and they say, tekiva deim nishar mili kashal b'isr yichud. They don't violate yichud. They don't violate negia. Ein bazeh shum isr. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? V'yav shevada yodei shelo no'eh hadavar. They know they're not the greatest tzaddikim. Eino mischashiv imenyane chasidus v'atzruim biyoser. They're not interested in being the best. They want to follow halacha, whatever they can get away with. V'eino rotzel l'shmo divrei musar v'tochacha. And they're not listening to their parents or their rabbeim. Ella kishe yishma mimeni she'asur hadavar al pi halacha psuka. Ask Rav Moshe if it's an iser. You know, it seems to be that was the context. The Imkain, he says, Mukhrach ani tekef lahashiv. I have to give a quick answer. Shahari nogea lamaisa tekef. Right? It's Zayin Menachim Av. 2 days before Tisha B'Av, he wrote this, tshuva. So, you know, after Tisha B'Av, sometimes things get a little more open. Right? So, in the country. So that's when he had to write this tshuva very quickly. So he goes through and he says there are many Isurim besides Negiyah and Yichud that can be violated. And he lists off all of our Isurim. And in that context, he says, and I think the Rambam also holds Daraisa. I don't think it's rabbinic because of the Makas Mardus. He says, Umukrachan Lomar, the Bashkaz of a Ramba, Makas Mardus, Gam Kain Midaraisa, Umashem Masik, Makas Mardus, Umishuddar Midaraisa, Ain Lok, Umishuddar Vilavsha, Ain Bomaisa. And then he quotes a little bit later, Vaharihu Isra Chamur, Ika Mashemadaber, Ima Eze Meshachman, Bidvarchiba, Venena Mize, Ume His Taklusoba, he's looking at her, surely, if he has a friendship with her, Vizebarish, Akishre Reyes, Imnara, Humitzad, again, he doesn't say that you're not going to talk to a girl. He's talking about to have a serious relationship, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship at a time when it's inappropriate. That could, does not just what it could lead to, but b'shaito, there are many issues. V'zeh barish, akishri reyesim nara, humitzad chibas isha, v'lo rak reyes ba'alma. As Rav Moshe says, there's no such thing as a platonic relationship. Why doesn't he just hang out with the boys? Obviously, there's a certain level of hana. V'lama lo hana ralazeh. And he says, other issues. So the assumption is that, even according to the Rambam, these other kravos are daraisa. But these kravos are only asur daraisa with two issues. Number one, where there is kavana lehanos. Kavana lehanos. Somebody that just happens to, you know, walk by somewhere or in the street talking to a woman, there are stories in the Gemara of Amoraim that were looking at women. So obviously the Isser per se, right, is not the looking per se is not the Isser, it's just in the context. Remember, we like to quote the story about Rashi, right? Bash Tetzaveh, Rashi says about the Ephod. I have no idea what the Ephod looked like. V'libi Omerli, my heart tells me that the Ephod must have looked like this, and Rashi has a 25-line Rashi about Libi Omerli, where we've spoken about that, talking about the halachic intuition. But the story goes that Rashi one time was walking with his Talmidim, and all of a sudden he sees a woman riding a horse. And he can't take his eyes off of the woman riding the horse. Rashi's staring at this woman that's riding the horse. And his Talmidim are like in shock. What is he doing? What's he staring at? And after the woman, they're like, Rebbe, what's going on here? He says, I got it! He says, what do you mean you got? He says, I always wondered, you know, what the ephod, the apron that was connected to the choshev, what it looked like. You see what she was wearing? The women used to ride these horses, used to wear like these aprons in front of them as, you know, when they rode the horse. Look at Rashi. Rashi says in Parshat Tetzaveh, V'libi Omerli, this is what the ephod looks like the women who wear those things on the horses. Right? Because when Rashi was looking, he wasn't looking at the woman. He was looking at the ephod. He was looking at that. That's what he was thinking of. But he says, so again, looking for a certain tzorech, you know, obviously is not a problem. If there's a doctor who takes care of a female patient, obviously there's no issue there. But this is the issue. Just to relate, we don't have time to go into it, but there are two, it's difficult a little bit to understand how even some of the earlier Achronim and the Mefarshim talk about this, how they could even suggest that I was willing to Rabbanan. There are two clear Isurim in the Torah. Right? Two clear Isurim. Number one is the Isur of, in Parshas, where is it? Here. In Achremos. Right, there's an issur d'oraisa. Shelo lehisadein ba'achas b'kol arayas. Getting any hanah from any one of the arayas. Right, lo sikrivu legalos erva, like we mentioned before. And the chinuch says, lo sasu shum kirva. She goremes ha-mevio adam legalos erva. Not just touching, but there are many. If any of them are done l'shem hanah, that's included. But also, lo sasuru. Right, the chinuch says that's one of the six mitzvahs t'midios. Lo sasuru achil levachem v'achreinechem. One of the six mitzvahs that applies every second of our life. There's a big discussion in the Mefarshim. Lo sasuru achil levachem v'achreinechem. One aver or two avers. The Rambam counts it as one. The smak counts it as two. The smak has two averes. Achrei levavchem, v'achrei enechem. So he seems to have separate. There's an issue of the eyes and the issue of levavchem, which is minus, which is heretical thoughts. The Rambam has it as one. And if you look at the Rambam, and we'll end here, again, we may well have another shir, another point about this specific issue. The Rambam said, the Rambam's lashon, in Mitzvah Mem Zayin, he puts Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Enechem together, and then he generalizes it. And that's, what does it mean? Rotzeh Ba'amro Zeh, Znus. Hemshech Achar Ha'anos V'Ataivas HaGashmios V'Ha'isasek HaMachshav Ben Tamid. Somebody who's focused on Gashmios. That's the Isser. It's not even the looking per se, or the smelling per se. It's the focus on Gashmias. It's being koveya that in my mind. And that's the lashon of the chinuch. And with this we'll finish. The chinuch in Parsha Shlach, where he talks about this, how does one violate? He says, V'over al zeh, v'yichin machshavasu binyanam elu shezacharnu. If somebody is miyachid their machshava to these areas, he says that's the problem. That's the problem if that's a focus of my life. So again, this is one of the mitzvos tvidios that we should be aware of, and related to this tosis here about the ketores on the women. There's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop here. Kreva la arayos.